tender Tender Ray beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Here's a question you may have asked many times while on those thrifty marketing trips to your neighborhood Kroger store. You've asked, just when will Kroger Tender Ray beef be plentiful once more? Well, we sincerely wish we could help out by telling you exactly when that happy day is going to roll around. But we can't, because top grades of grain-fattened cattle used for Kroger Tender Ray beef are still extremely hard to get. However, we hope that soon you'll be able to buy all you want of fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yes, one of these days in the near future, you'll be able to walk up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and get all you want of that beef that's always fresh tasting, always tender, always delicious. All that wonderful goodness will be yours because only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are used for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. And it's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. Remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And remember, too, until famous Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful once more, Kroger will always bring you the best beef available on the market. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Harold Drake of the New York Detective Bureau has come to Rossville to return Freddie Lang to New York police to face criminal charges. It's still a few hours before plane time, and alone in her living room with Freddie, Penny says,
Freddie, listen, you just have to try to understand why you're being taken back to New York.
Yeah, I understand it okay, Gibbsy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, plenty sure.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you being taken back to New York?
Because a bunch of small-town jerks are as double-crossing
as any... No, Freddie, now listen. I was afraid that's the way you feel, but you shouldn't. That's not the reason you're going back to the city.
No. I suppose you've got a better reason, huh?
Yes, I have.
Sure. I figure you have, too. All twisted around so that everything works out okay for you and the prof and your family. And all of the other small-brained jerks in a small-brained town.
Freddie, you ought to be ashamed. Look, your only chance of ever getting out of trouble is going back to New York, and you know it.
And I'll end up in jail if I go back to New York, too. I also know that.
You can't be sure.
But the cops down there will make sure for me.
They might not.
Look, Gibbsy, you don't know what the cops think of me.
No, I don't exactly. Would you like to tell me?
No.
All right, then don't. I'll find out soon enough. I'm going to New York with you, you know.
Yeah, I know that, too. Just can't get enough snooping into my affairs up here, huh?
Oh, Freddie, I don't know why I bother to talk to you.
Oh, it's a bother, all right, ain't it? It sure bothers me, too, but plenty.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll just stop bothering you.
That's a good idea.
Yes, I think so. Now, suppose you just sit here till it's time to go to the airport.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Gibbsy. Wait a minute, will you?
What for?
Because I'm sorry. My tongue rattled off again. I didn't mean what I said. Look, don't just leave me sitting here alone.
You're sure I won't bother you if I just sit here?
No, I told you I didn't mean it, didn't I? About talking to me being a bother.
You didn't? Well, then why did you say it?
Oh, I don't know, Gibbsy. Why do I say a lot of things I don't mean?
Because you don't think. Maybe that's the reason.
Because I can't think. Maybe that's the reason. Look, Gibbsy, don't get yourself all wound up on account of me, will you? I ain't worth it. If you got to come to New York with me, well, that's okay, but just keep your trap shut or you're liable to end up in a jam yourself.
Freddie, if you're telling the truth, I won't have to speak up for you. You are telling me the truth, aren't you?
Sure I am. I'm leveling with you, Gibbsy, but look, keep out of this mess of mine, will you? Just leave me have it exclusive.
I'll see.
Do what I tell you, Gibbsy, and keep out of this, or you're liable to be in it with me.
Isn't that my worry, Freddy?
No, it's mine, too. There's plenty of room in this mess of mine for two, and... Well, Gibbsy, me, I've been alone so long, I don't even want to be in a mess that's slightly overcrowded.
Flight 29, arriving at gate 6. Flight 29, arriving at gate 6.
Penny! Oh, Penny!
Johnny! Oh, Johnny, what are you doing at the airport?
Oh, I thought I'd come down to see you off.
Johnny, you think I was going to Europe or something.
Well, all right, so you're just going to New York, but I don't like the reason you're going.
Oh, let's not go into that.
Flight 18, leaving at gate 9.
Oh.
Flight 18, leaving at gate 9. First call.
There's my plane.
Well, it's only first call, Penny. You still have a few minutes. Let me have a couple of them, huh?
All right.
Good. Oh, where's Freddy?
Oh, over there by the gate with the detective and Professor Rogers.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Seems to be well taken care of.
Yeah.
Penny, do you really have to go with him, too?
No, I don't have to.
Well, then why do you?
Because I want to.
Penny, I wish you wouldn't go.
I know, Johnny, but I'm going just the same.
But why? What good can you do?
Maybe none and maybe a lot, but just the chance that I may be of some help makes the trip worthwhile.
Penny, you ought to know there's no chance. Isn't there anything I can say to talk you out of it?
No, Johnny. So don't keep trying.
All right. I'll wish you good luck. How's that?
That's much better, Johnny.
Hmm. Well, I do wish you a lot of luck, Penny, because I think you'll need it. Only luck will really get Freddy out of this.
I know that. So, thanks for the good wishes.
Hmm. I hope they do some good.
Yeah, so do I. I kind of doubt it, so
Miss Gibbs!
Uh-oh. Must be time for you to leave. Here comes Professor Rogers.
Yeah.
Afraid it's time to leave, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, all right, Professor.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Down to see us off?
Down to see Penny off.
Oh, well, that's what I should have said. It's what I meant. Well, we better get out to the plane, Miss Gibbs.
All right, right away. Bye, Johnny. See you in a day or two.
Well, I hope you're not tied up in the city any longer than that.
No, I'm sure I won't be.
She'll be back tomorrow, Johnny. There's nothing she can do. Nothing any of us can do.
That's what I keep saying. Why does she bother to go?
Look, let's not start that again. Come on, Professor. The plane won't wait for us. Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Penny. Bye, Professor.
So long, Johnny.
Good luck to both of you. And to Freddy, too.
Oh, you needn't wish Freddy good luck, Johnny. He has his already. It's Miss Gibbs.
It's a beautiful day for flying, isn't it, Professor?
Perfect. Look at that sea of clouds below us, Miss Gibbs. Like so much whipped cream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like whipped cream. With a little strawberry shortcake underneath it. Oh, just think.
Oh, I don't want to think about it. I taste it when I do. And the strawberry shortcake, one of my favorites. But I want the real thing, not an imaginary shortcake smothered in clouds.
Oh, you're in a good mood.
Up in the sky, why shouldn't I be?
Because there's a reason you're up in the sky.
Oh.
Professor.
Hmm?
If there's a chance for me to help Freddy, you won't stop me, will you?
Stop you? What makes you think I would?
Because you seem terribly down on Freddy these last few days.
Well, if I have been, it's because I'm afraid he's imposing on you too much.
No, he isn't imposing any more than you or I'd be imposing if we needed help and went to people who would give us help. I just feel so sorry for him. Look, Professor, look at him over there with the detective.
Hmm?
He looks so lost and scared. This is probably his first ride in an airplane. But it isn't a thrill for him. Because all he can think about is sleep and the prospect of jail.
Yes, Miss Gibbs, I imagine this is a rather unpleasant journey for him.
Yeah. With an unpleasant end, too, you think, huh?
Well, I'm afraid so.
You don't hold out any hope for him, do you, Professor?
Well, What hope is there if he's done all these things he's wanted for?
Yes, but what if he hasn't done them?
Oh, well, that's a different story.
It's his story.
Yes, I know. That's one of the things that's different about it. Too different.
You think he's lying?
Well, I don't think the New York police are lying.
I know, but they might be mistaken.
Well, not as mistaken as Freddie claims they are. Say, look, Freddie's signaling to us. He wants to come over here, I think.
Well, tell him to come on over. The detective won't mind, will he?
No, no, I doubt it. Freddie can't get away from him while the plane's in the air. Here he comes.
Hey, Gibbsy, can I chin with you for a couple minutes, maybe?
Yeah, of course, Freddie.
That chin with you means with you alone, I think.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'll go sit with the detective.
All right. I'll sit down, Freddie.
If you don't mind, Gibbsy.
No, of course I don't mind.
Thanks.
Shall I sit by the window? If you try hard, you can see the ground through the clouds. Find that wing out there.
Nah, I don't care nothing about this view. Gibbsy, I want to talk to you a minute.
All right. Well, what about, Freddie?
About me a little, I guess.
Well, go ahead.
It ain't that easy, Gibbsy. In fact, I've been sitting back there with that cop figuring how to tell you this for over an hour, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Wish I thought you did. Gosh, it'd be a whole lot easier to say what I gotta say.
Freddie, you don't have to say anything.
Yes, I do. I gotta say it, and I gotta say it straight, because if I don't, I guess I'll just about choke on the next breath I take.
What do you mean, Freddie?
I mean just this, Gibbsy. I got some bad news for you. Some awful bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah. You're going down to try and straighten out the New York cops about me, ain't you?
If they need straightening out.
Well, they don't.
They don't?
No, Gibbsy. I hate to tell you this now that it's so late and after the way you've been sticking up for me and all that, but...
But what, Freddie?
But I've been lying to you about the cops trying to hit me with a bum rap. I'm guilty, Gibbsy. I've done everything they want me for and a whole lot more besides.
No, Freddie, no.
Yeah. I'm a gone goose, Gibbsy, and there's no use of you going with me.
So Freddie Lang is actually guilty. How will his admission of guilt affect Penny's actions? Will she still try to help him? And why did Freddie finally decide to tell the truth? Does he know there'll be trouble for Penny if she tries to help him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Has your family been asking this question? Say, Mom, when will you be able to get Kroger Tenderay beef again? Well, tell them that soon, famous Kroger Tenderay beef will be plentiful once more. But meanwhile, keep this in mind. Right now, Kroger is doing everything possible to bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store has a grand selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and tempting country-tasting poultry. What's more, they're yours at thrifty prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.